The First Minister, the letter also noted that in the event of Irish unity, the North would automatically rejoin the EU. Does the First Minister believe granting observer status would help us better plan and prepare for the future?
Everything I do is about trying to work to make people's lives better, and I also believe that there is a much brighter and better future ahead for all of us if we only can grasp that opportunity together. I think we've got so much untapped potential right across this island that can best be unlocked through constitutional change, and of course I see no contradiction in us delivering good public services, working together in this institution every day, whilst also having equally legitimate political aspirations for where we see ourselves in the future. So I really want us to embrace that. But I also think that we need to carefully plan for change. I think that's important, that people have the facts, that they have the information, that everybody knows that every vote will have an equal value. And I certainly think that the discussions and the preparations need to be had now in terms of constitutional change. And I think those discussions need to be had at with an Irish government, with a British government, at an EU level. I think that is going to be important. So I do think that the observer status for Northern representatives would certainly assist in all of that. I think it would assist in terms of the planning and the preparation, and as I said, having our voices heard in Europe. Also, we know that rejoining the EU through constitutional change would open up many more doors for all of our people and could attract more investment, create more jobs, boost tourism and truly seize on our potential.